surrounding the mountain, and they're listening to Da'asaras HaDibros. How long did it take? It took 2 minutes. Couldn't take too much more. So you're going to answer me very passionate. It had to take time, because after, I don't know if I said it here, but after every I did say, because yesterday I had a Friday, so it was a shatchan that was calling me up, one of the ones that I deal with, and she was telling me that they, I'm helping her out with the shidduch, I have to make the phone call after the shir, helping her out with someone. And the boy's side called her up, so she's one of the very, very well-known shadchanim, and the boy's side called her up and said that we're ready to drop the shadchan. They only went out 3 times. Today, we used to, when we were going out, we did that. We made our phone calls, right? We call, even the first one, I called to set up the date. When do you want to remember that was the way it is? But today it doesn't work like that anymore. Today the shadchan sets it up, and it usually goes till 5 or 6, and then you drop the shadchan. Here, the shadchan called me up very, and I don't blame her, because she works very, she's one of those that work very, very hard. And if you drop her, it's like you're saying, I don't need you anymore, but she puts in so much effort that it's really unfair for the other party to say they really need you. Well, again, that was the old day. What they do, some of them put in, we discussed this, some of them put in time, some of them, it's a business. This one does it lishma, and it's time. And she was just telling me this. She wasn't complaining. She was saying, you know, this is what they said. So I said to her, this was Friday morning. I said, let me tell you, Dvar Torah. Sometimes it gives them chizuk. She did, because she saw my mother in Shabbos. She says, well, your son gave me chizuk. What did I tell her? I said, when it comes to Matan Torah, what happened the whole week before the Torah is given? So every day, Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem are having, Moshe goes up to Shemayim. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, bring down this information to Klal Yisrael. Hashem says it to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says yes. Moshe goes back the next day, and this goes on for 6 days. This is back and forth. Moshe's a shatan. So there was a Sfasemis had a brother, and the Sfasemis's brother, I don't remember who had the boy and who had the girl, but the Sfasemis's brother came to him and says, "Let's do a shidduch together. You have a son, I have a girl, especially about a chassidim. You don't need to, you make a bashal. Well, you just say that we're getting married and they get married. And not much has to go into the shidduch." So he went to the Sfasemis and says, "Let's do a shidduch." So the Sfasemis said to him, let me tell you something. It's such a beautiful, you can remember this. The Sfasemis said to him, when Hashem comes to give me the Torah, so Moshe is the shatran. Moshe keeps on going back and forth. He's got to make, he's trying to organize, we're going into a relationship with Hashem. It's a marriage. All the halachas of marriage are learned out from what happened by Matan Torah. That's why even the first letter, the first word is Hareya. What's the first letter in Hareya? Hey. Why Hey? Because Chamishchem Shetar, to remind us that, don't forget that this marriage is going to be a marriage that brings Hashem into the marriage too. It's a Matan Torah. You're bringing, you're accepting. There are 10, when you say Sheva Brachas, Hashem's name is mentioned 10 times, reminds us of Aseres HaDibros. So there was also a marriage of us and Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shadchan, said the Sfasemis. What happens? It comes to the day of the Torah. Okay, we don't need the Shadchan anymore. Moshe, we don't need you. Could Hashem talk to us directly? We want to have a, we want to just do this on our own. We don't need you anymore. Said the Sfasemis. What happens what happens then? Everybody passes out. Everybody dies. Right, they all die. So they go back, Moshe, we need a Shadchan again. We need you again. We can't do this on our own. Said this Sfasemis, when it comes to Shidduchim, you need a Shadchan. Even though we could do this on our own, we don't need a Shadchan, it's not successful without a Shadchan. You need a Shadchan. So Moshe Rabbeinu is our Shadchan, and that's what we're going to see in our Dvar Torah with the Chassam Sofer. It's a good introduction to what we're about to see. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shadchan, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the one repeating the Torah in Sefer Dvarim. And the question is, why this day? Again, let me go back. So how long did Matan Torah take? So Rabbi Yehoshua Steinman figures out, if after the first two Dibras we died, and we were thrust into 12 mil, we have to come back. How did we come back? It was a Malachim that carried us back. But it took some time then. We assumed it was a Tchias HaMesim. After the first one we hear from Hashem, we die. Try it again, die again. And then Hashem said, we don't need a shot. Let's have a shot. Moshe, let's just do this. Did it take 2 hours? Did it take 3 hours? It all happened on that day. Whatever was said on that day was one day. So it was Torah Shabbat Pesed, some of it was. Well, okay, not all of it was said. Mishpatim, was it said or not? There's an Arachaim, there's a Ramban. So even if you're going to say that Mishpatim was said to, how long does it take us to read Parashas Yisro? and Pashmina. If I had to do it, right, for us here in the shul to do it, it would take us, what, how long? 15 minutes. So maybe they read it a little slower then. So it takes a little longer. But it didn't take 37 days. It didn't take 37 days. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu need all of a sudden, 37 days? He's repeating the Torah. It's not like now he's going into more details. What?
Maybe he learned the Rashi's.
Maybe he learned the Rashi's now? Yeah, I'm saying if he's... Anyway, that's the question that the Chassam Sefer asked. You don't need 37 days to repeat the Torah. Again, if you want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, you need years. So whatever took place in these 37 days was really, we know, Dvarim is repeating what the rest of the Torah is all about. Not all the details, because if it's all the details, then it would be more than what was said by Matan Torah. That's the third question we're going to see is the Rosh. The Rosh himself says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, when did Moshe Rabbeinu die? So many say that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. But the Rosh says it can't be that he died on Shabbos. So here you have to keep Cheshvan a little bit. So reading the Rosh. It says he died 120 years. And Chazal Darshin Hayoy Molu Meshnai, so he was 120 years to the day. Vaminan, and the Gemara says, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. How could you write Sifrei Torah on Shabbos? It's also to write. Now, what does it mean he wrote 13? He finished 13 Sifrei Torah. You have to end the letters. But you have to end the Sifrei Torah, so you could do 13 if you end 13. If you're up to the end, like you write a Sefer Torah and you leave the end, the last few words. So he writes 13. But if Shabbos, hey, chay kaisiv. In fact, the Rosh, how could he write it on Shabbos? So it can't be that he died on Shabbos. So others have terutzim, that it was with dema, with tears, it's not real writing. But the Rosh is going with halacha, and it doesn't seem that that's how he wrote the Sefer Torah. Says the Rosh, when did Moshe Rabbeinu die? Friday. All right, now Eilam's going to do the chesed here with me. So again, according to the Rosh, when did Moshe Rabbeinu die? He died on a Friday. If he died on a Friday, Zayin Adar, because we know he died on Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar is a Friday. Let's just figure out ourselves how the Rosh Chodeshim work. That means when was Rosh Chodesh Adar? Do the Cheshbon with me. If he died on a Friday, he died Zayin, so Rosh Chodesh Adar was Shabbos, right? Because Shabbos, 7 days before, is Shabbos. What's the previous month? We always know. Look at Rosh Chodesh was last week. Rosh Chodesh was on a Wednesday. The previous month, it was on a Tuesday. It's always one day. Right, we know that the next one's going to be Thursday, right? If Rosh Chodesh now is Thursday, then it's going to be Thursday, Friday. That's how it works. If it was here Shabbos, when was the previous Rosh Chodesh? Again, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Shabbos, when was Rosh Chodesh Shvat?
Sunday.
No, Friday. Right, it's Friday. Because it's always the day, right? Shvat's Friday. Adar is Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu dies on Zion. Comes out, then when did the Torah begin? When is Moshe Rabbeinu repeating the Torah? On the first day of Shvat. What's the first day of Shvat? What day of the week?
Friday.
Frektum, Mepharshim, Meretz, Frektuch, Sam Sefer. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, Simeration, and Aleph, Sif Beis. V'yesh la'adam l'may k'sas b'lamud of Erev Shabbos. You don't learn so much on Erev Shabbos. G'day, in order, we should prepare for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Bura, Meretz, Halacha. That's why some don't have yeshiva on Friday. Although it doesn't make sense. But the being kaveya, Reish Nanal Sivkon Ches, Mishnah Berurah says, "Ain kaveyin yeshiva be'ezim akamin." We're not kaveya yeshiva. That's the time of when you're not going to start it. You're not kaveya yeshiva on that day. Kaveya means on a Friday to start this man. Don't start on a Friday. You don't start on a Friday. You're not kaveya yeshiva on a Friday. Why? Because you have to, like we said yesterday, the first day of this man is a tumult. So you got to get ready for Shabbos. You can't have the tumult on Friday. So we're not kaveh yeshiva sinezim akayim. Says the Sefrektich Sam Sefer, how could Moshe Rabbeinu be kaveh to start learning the Torah? He's starting a new yeshiva. He's starting a new zman. That's what he's doing. He's repeating the Torah now. He started the zman on a Friday. We don't start his man on a Friday. That's the Sam Sefer. It's not my question. The Sam Sefer asked the question that how did Moshe Rabbeinu have the right to start learning on Friday. Pick Thursday. Go back another day. So why is it Echad Shvat when Halacha says you're not allowed to start anyway on that day? And why does he need 37 days? So we're going to answer all this with throwing around different svarim today. It's just all Sam Sefer. It's just figuring out what he's trying to say. Not all the Sam Sefers are easy to learn. You have to sit down and you have to go through his Marma Kaimis. And that's what I did. This one's again in Dvarim, so we're going to go through it, and then we'll try to figure out his maskana, and then we will get to answering our other question. Says the Gemara like this. Gemara says in Shabbos, Amalach Rabbi Yaisi, Yom Echad Haysif Maishamidai. The Torah should have been given on Friday. Now, it's interesting. Shavuos tonight is not really when we had the Torah, because Moshe added on a day. So in Eretz Yisrael, tonight is Shavuos, right? Sunday night. It's not when the Torah was given. The Torah was given on Zion, because we added a day. Let's remember, we come to Har Sinai on Sunday. That the Gemara says we come on Sunday. The Torah was supposed to give it on Friday. Moshe Rabbeinu decides, no, we need another day. Why he adds a day? I don't want to go into now, but he adds a day and he says we need more tahara. He waits till Shabbat. So when is the Torah given on Zion? No, that's Shitas Chachamim. Torah is given on Zion. In Eretz Yisrael, they're not really keeping Matan Torah. It's not Kabbalah Satorah. It's a day before. We happen to be keeping because we have 2 days. That's why in Chutz Laretz, we're actually keeping Shavuos, and we're keeping Kabbalah Satorah. That's why the Magen Avraham says, we say Zman Matan Torah, saying it's a time, it's not Matan Torah. Matan Torah is a day later. It was on time. Our second day of Shavuos is the day the Torah was given. That's why some Sefer says, in different Shuva, that outside Eretz Yisrael, there's that mile of Shavuos, that we do keep the day of Matan Torah, and he goes into if there's any halachic difference, would there be any halachic ramifications because of that? But Moshe adds on a day.
Why is it just this Yom Tov as opposed to like Sukkot? We don't not a day later.
I know, but they will keep. What do you mean? But according to what we're saying, it's beautiful. We are actually keeping the day of Kabbalah Satorah.
Right,
some Sefer says maybe that's what you mean, though, because he does say the Torah was given in Chutz Laretz. You know, they will. I mean, the Mabit. I don't know. We'll talk about it tonight or tomorrow. I don't know. Mabit wants to know why Hashem gave the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But at the end of the day, the Torah was given in Chutz Laretz. So in Chutz Laretz, we do what it was like in Chutz Laretz. In other words, if it was in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it would have been on Friday, but it wasn't. It was in Chutz Laretz, so it's on Shabbos. That's all getting into the Rishayim or the Achrayim, early Achrayim. Anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu adds on a day, and Hashem's masking him. Let's go. Let's learn the Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Pei Ches. The Gemara says like this: Yom Hashishi. Right? We make Kiddush Daf Shishi. Torah should have been given on Friday. How do we know that? So Gemara says, "What's the hey? Hey, Yisrael, Lamil Mamet Shisnakash Baruch Hu, and Ma'aseh Bereishis Vaman. If Yisrael Makav Ma Torah, if the Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, good. Vim Lav, and if not, Neimachzer Lamil Taiva Vay. So what do we see? That the Torah should be given on Friday because that's the deal with Friday. Yom Hashishi. Hashem makes a deal with the Friday. One day, there's going to be a Friday that the Torah should be given, and if they're not going to keep the Torah on Friday, they're not going to accept the Torah, I'm going to destroy the world. The deal was done with a Friday. So the Gemara is therefore is focusing on that the Torah should be given on Friday. Moshe Rabbeinu adds on a day. Says the Chassam Sofer, if that's so, every day is a Malach. So that means Friday's Malach has a very big complaint. He took it away from me. I made a deal with Hashem. I am the one who is in a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Torah is going to be given on Friday. And if not, if the Torah is not given on Friday, what do? I have a right to destroy the world. Okay, so now Friday is a good time. Torah was not given on Friday. I could destroy the world. That was the deal. I got the day. The Malach of Friday says, I got the day to get Kabbalah Satorah. Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and took it away from me. He went ahead and took away a gift that I was given. I made this deal with Hashem. And I was given that day. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the gift. So the Friday has a good timing. So let's see the Chassam Sefer inside. It should have been given on Friday, we said. Vayitamid, says the Chassam Sefer, every Erev Shabbos, Shamaisha, Yisrael's Din, may I say Yamatzmah. There was a time on Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Halakha Sechusai, that Moshe Rabbeinu took away Erev Chus. Achal Yidei Moshe. When was Moshe Rabbeinu born? Zayin Adar. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Mamalash Neisem Shel Tzadikim. So the Chassam Sofer, just to give you an explanation outside, we'll learn it inside. The Friday always has a time on Moshe Rabbeinu, and whenever Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die at 120, because he has to fill up his ears. The Tzadik dies on the day he's born. So Moshe Rabbeinu is definitely dying on Zayin Adar. The Chassam Sofer is going to tell us there was never a Zayin Adar that fell out on a Friday except the 40th year. So there was never a chance for the Friday to punish Moshe Rabbeinu. Until there's going to be a Friday that falls out on Zayin Adar. Now when you have a Friday that falls on Zayin Adar, the Friday could say, all right, Moshe Rabbeinu, you took away the Torah from me, so you should be punished now, I'm going to take your life. So this is the first year in all the 40 years that a Friday is on a Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die on a Zayin Adar, because that's when he was born. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memalish Naisav Shel Tzadikim. So let's read it inside. Now the Chassam Sofer, where I left off. There's no taina ella imira imiyara. If it happens, yom hashishi b'shiva b'adar shenismalish nasa shamaisa. In a time of when it's nismalish nasa shamaisa, el imira yom hashishi b'shiva b'adar. Unless it comes out on that time, v'davar zeh, and this she zayin adar, that it should be on a Friday. Zimnin yavru, you can go many years. 40 years. Yeah, 40 years. Shalei Yisrama will never happen that a Friday is a Zayin Adar. V'yachaliya is Kimai Kane. And therefore it comes out over here, from the time of Matan Torah and until that year, it never happened. There was never a Zayin Adar on a Friday. If there would have been, Moshe Rabbeinu's life could have been taken earlier. But it only happened in the 40th year. So the first time that there's a Zayin Adar that falls out on a Friday, and now the Friday Kitayinu Tashem, he took away my schus. He took away my life. He took away Torah being given on a Friday. And I was the one who was the...
They didn't have the rule of every 18 years being the same day.
No, they didn't have. Right. Doesn't have to be anyway. I don't know.
19.
Yes. Doesn't always work anyway. But the... period. So everybody so far, we're good on why the Friday... This was the first time. Okay, great. So we are going to see now, if Friday has a taina on this year the first time, in 40 years, a Friday has a taina, it couldn't go ahead and use its taina against Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the first time. Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid of that because he sees the cheshbon. He sees what's going to happen. He sees that this year Zayin Adar is going to fall out on a Friday. He has to do something. He wants to live. Right, he wants to live. He wants to make. He wants to go on Eretz Yisrael. I mean, there's many mefarshim that say Moshe Rabbeinu, he keeps on davening. Not that he can go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live in Eivar HaYaredim. He wants to live with Reuven, God, Shevi Menah. He wants to live Reuven, God, Shevi. He says, okay, Hashem, you don't want me to go into Eretz Yisrael? Fine. If I go into Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach has to come. All right, I want to live. Let me live on Eivar HaYaredim. Hashem never said he can't do that. So it has to be that there's something's going to happen that and you're going to see what happens. Again, I'm adding this in. Some stuff doesn't go into this. But the Mefarshim all say, they meant not many, but the Midrashim say, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll stay with the 2.5 Shvatim here. Yeshua will go into Eretz Yisrael. He'll lead them, and I'll stay here. And tonight, when we talk about the Inyan of Gilgulim, we will see that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be buried in Chutz La'aretz because of what's going to happen because of Gilgulim, because of Mashiach, and what he's going to, with Eliyahu Navi. I mean, that's going to be part of the beginning of tonight's Shia is going to discuss. Is Eliyahu Navi going to teach us the Torah? Because we say, Teiku, Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kush, Zabayis. Or is it Moshe Rabbeinu who's going to teach us the Torah? We'll see some fascinating things about that. But the question over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, his life did not have to be taken. Hashem, everyone says, oh, you can't live more than 120 years. It's not true. You could live 130, you could live 140. The only reason why we wish people that they should live until 120 is because That's the amount of years that the great people did live to. Rabbi Kiva was 120, Rabbi Yechon and Zaka lived till 120, Moshe Rabbeinu was 120. So we wish you to live a life like a Moshe Rabbeinu, live a life like Rabbi Akiva, live a life like Rabbi Yechon and Zaka, live a life for those that lived till 120. That's why we say you can live till 142. There were many people, there were those that lived more than that. Their papa, maybe 400, depends if that's an exaggeration or not. But there were those that lived for more than 120 years. Eliyahu Navi himself lived for much more than 120 years. Pinchas, right? I'm saying it was Pinchas. He lived, and there were other gedolim. Look at the Gemara. There were Tanaim and Amoraim that lived for many years. So it doesn't have to be 120. So we're now going to see what Moshe Rabbeinu. So what are we up to now? What is Moshe Rabbeinu going to do to make sure that he doesn't die this year? He doesn't want to die. He says, I'm worried because there's a Friday here, and the Friday is going to take my life. So we're going to learn Karban Nisayon. Karban Nisayon says like this. Karban Nisayon is himself to Pesachim. Yesh Yashiv Devreim. He's talking about something else altogether, but let's learn the Pasuk. Machadars B'Sifri. The Sifri says like this. B'nei Yisrael cry 30 days before Moshe Rabbeinu dies. They know already. They know that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die. That's what the Pasuk says. They cry 30 days before he dies. He brings down Rizal. Vayamas Moshe. It says Moshe died, but he didn't die yet. That Pasuk is written when he's alive. Why? Says the Arizal, Kira Sar, because they saw that there's a special complexion that was removed. It's brought down, the Archaim brings this down. Before a person dies, 30 days before, if you stare and you look, you can see that his complexion doesn't look the same way that it looked throughout his life. Death begins. So starting 30 days before, the process of death begins. They know that already, because they see Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have that shine, doesn't have that Karen Arpan of the Pasuk says. And they begin to cry. They realize that Moshe Rabbeinu is going into his last 30 days of his life. So we know that. Vim Kain. So again, the Karmen Sana goes back. What does it mean, 13 Sifrei Torah? According to the Karmen Sana, it's very good. You can answer the Rosh. He didn't write all 13 Sifrei Torah. Death began when? 30 days before. So then he started to write the Sifrei Torah. So again, he's trying to answer. That's what Vieshli Ashur Zvrem is answering the Rosh. How could you write 13 Sifrei Torah if he died on Shabbos? Torah says he didn't write it. Death began when Moshe Rabbeinu 30 days before. And from that time, he starts to finish the Sifrei Torah. He wrote the Sifrei Torah during those 30 days. That's what you could say. All right, so now let's turn over the sheet. Comes along over here. Some Sefer, it says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu knows. He knows that 30 days before, he loses what? He loses this special arp, this special eye. That means Shekhinah leaves him. Shekhinah is going to begin to leave him because you don't have that same life that you had. From that time and on, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be able to teach Torah anymore. From that 30 days on, he can't teach Torah because he knows that 30 days, he knows the year is coming up. He knows that this year Friday falls out on Zayin Adar, or Zayin Adar falls out on Friday. He now is concerned with his life. What is he going to do? So, well, let me talk it outside. He wants to do a new Kabbalah Satire. He wants to make up to Friday what he took away from the original Friday. So what is he going to do? He's going to start teaching the Torah a second time on a Friday. He'll give back the Friday that the Torah was not given on a Friday. Moshe says, let me make it up to you Friday. We're going to do a Kabbalah Satire. So he's saving his life. So we ask the question, how does Moshe Rabbeinu have a right to start on a Friday? He has no choice. He has to start learning on a Friday because he's trying to go ahead and appease the Friday that he took away the Torah. So he's going to start learning the Torah on this Friday. Why this Friday? So it's very good why this Friday. Because if he's going to wait another week, he's already lost that he can't wait a week because it's already going to be within the 30 days. He doesn't have that Ruach HaKodesh anymore. As we just said, Kisar, the Tzalam Elikim, is removed 30 days before. See, it's going to be 8 days. He's going to miss 1 day. So he has no choice. When does he have to start? A week before. A week before gets us to 37 days. He now is, now. So Eina Chanami, he doesn't need. I asked you the question, why does he need to teach the Torah for so long? He doesn't. You don't need so much time to teach the whole Torah. But he needs to teach the Torah on a Friday as close as he can to his death. That's what we're going to see now. So this way, if it's as close to his death, this will be a schus for the Friday. If it's a schus for the Friday, maybe Friday will not take his life. And he'll be able to live. Where's he going to live? He'll live in Chutz La'aretz. He won't go into Eretz Yisrael, but he'll live outside Eretz Yisrael. All right, let's learn inside then, see if it makes sense, what I just said. Chaynasim, all the way on the top. Chaynasim, I shall libay alzeh, nahas will be a mashishi. So what does he do? He starts on a Friday, teaching kol Mishneh Torah, haychicham b'mayim en kulam, v'lidresh b'farhes, yil rabim, lamdam, es Torah Hashem, k'dei shili a mashishi, schuz gadol. Oh, schuz gadol. V'loy ratzeh lahas will be a mashishi, shoshana chesh. I couldn't do it another month. Nehani time, we just said in the Sifri, you have to do. He had no choice. He has to teach him Samach Misas. That's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's. That's what he wanted. Do it near your death, but he can't. And if he's going to wait another week, you don't have 30 days. Like Farnichtem Zardina. Now the Zardin is because we said 30 days before. Shaliyam Shish Vistalik Menu Ruach Hakadosh. In Hiskol Biyam Shishis, he starts a week before. Shetal Baruch Hakadosh Shva. Shukai, it's 30 days before. Vazadai, and he for sure has the Shekhinah. Al Yedei Zeh, be Mesakein, V'yayisiv Zchus, V'kayach Liyam HaShishi, Shema Antayra. U'lahazir HaTara Shaloi. Al Yedei Zeh, there will be no Kitrug against him. V'nimtza Shalei Yochem Ay Shalakim. He couldn't do it any earlier. He couldn't do it any later. So he chose Friday. Which Friday? The Friday right before 30 days, that is going to enter the 30 days before his death. What Friday does that show up, come up out to be on? On the first day of Shvat. First day of Shvat. So we've answered why the first day of Shvat, Moshe starts. Okay, so now our only question is, so why didn't it work? Why did he end up dying then? According to what we're saying, he did appease the Friday. So Friday can't take away his life now. So why didn't it work? So we need to see a little bit of it. Let's see the Pasuk in Shemais Perek Yates. Pasuk test for a little bit, it's hard to understand exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong, but let's see what Hashem wanted from Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to come, and we're going to go to Avana. That's going to be Matan Torah. Ba'avur, we're in Parshas Yisro now. Ba'avur Yishma'am, the nation's going to hear, I'm going to speak with you. So the gam b'chay, I mean, not only are they going to believe in me, Moshe, they're going to believe in you. Yagid Moshe Stivrei Amal Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said, there's always a shot, and there's back and forth. Yagid Moshe Stivrei Amal Hashem, they're willing to accept the Torah. They're going to say, they said Nashla v'Nishma. So Moshe Rabbeinu is told that Matan Torah is going to be a Matan Torah for you and for me, meaning that they're going to believe in me and you, both of us. They're going to believe in Bedabri Imach. Let's remember, Hashem is telling Moshe, that is what I want. So Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the Torah, Eilah Hadvarim, those words, Eilah Hadvarim HaShadibar Moshe, it's Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the Torah, it's the words of Moshe. He is now speaking Dvarim, his own words. Why? So let's see, we're going to read here further in the Chassam Sefer. Again, it's a long piece. Try to take out just what we need for our drasha here. He says like, Nimsa, Shekol Ikar Adavar. What are we saying? The whole reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the Torah. If Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go ahead and make up to a Friday what he did wrong, it has to be exactly the way it was. He's got to do it exactly the first way. But Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol adam. And the first time Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what we're going to see. The first time Moshe Rabbeinu said, when he's giving over the Torah, it's all about Hashem. It's nothing about him. Now, he has a job that Klal Yisrael should, after all these 40 years, he was an Arav Mikol Adam, he's repeating the Torah from his own words. Eilah Dvar Mashadibar Moshe. So let's read the next Chassam Sefer here, and then it's hard to understand exactly why this didn't appease the Friday, but let's just see what he says. He says like this, Afikach, Hashishi Likas Chus Mimenu, Shishi took away this Chus, why? Avalim Lechashin Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid they didn't believe in him. We see that the whole time. They don't believe me. They don't trust me. He needs simanim. He needs different isis. If let's say Moshe was not chayshi klal Yisrael, shalei aminu b'divrei navi, v'yedan isai, and if he would have judged them cheskes maninim b'divrei navi, ulechein, and v'loy hutzruch yom kabbalas atayra, you don't need the kabbalas atayra lechazik emuna b'divrei anavi. Let's say you don't need that because they believe the Moshe Rabbeinu. Oz. The second time, and this day would have been the same. You know, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have trusted that the Bnei Yisrael believed in him, so comes Matan Torah, was what Hashem wanted. I want them to believe in me, and I want them to believe in you. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel that they believed in him. They'll believe in you, Hashem, but he was an Anav Mikol Adam. Now, when he's repeating the Torah in Arvas Mayav, what's the point of the believing of the Torah? It's not a new Kabbalah Satira. It's a completion of the first Kabbalah Satira. The first Kabbalah Satira's goal was that Klal Yisrael should believe in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not believe, when he's giving it over, he didn't impress that upon Klal Yisrael, believe in me. So now when he's repeating the Torah, what's the repetition doing? It's completing the original Matan Torah. It's not a new Matan Torah. A new Matan Torah would have been Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and believe in both of us. Let's read inside the Chassam Sefer. Then this ki hilasei shal Moshe b'arvis ma'ev l'mal siyam ha'kol shal Matan Torah. V'al yideizem, the Friday wouldn't got back its covet. V'layamakam liyam shishi ulik b'al Moshe, you have no taina. Aval Moshe yisav v'bedaiti. What does Moshe think? Shem ma'elis yam zeh. This ma'elis shavol l'mal siyam Matan Torah. It's not a new Matan Torah. I'm completing the Matan Torah. He's now Diber Moshe. And in other words, and that was the tain always that the Bnei Yisrael had. Oh, you only gave the Torah to Moshe, and Moshe now is Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating what was said to him. So the Friday is saying, if originally Klal Yisrael would have believed in you too, So now when you're repeating the Torah, it's not just you're a middleman. It's a kaviyachal. It would be like Hashem and Moshe are giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael didn't do that because Moshe didn't impress that upon them. So Klal Yisrael looks at it, Hashem gave you the Torah, Moshe, and that's why they have to be forced. Torah's for you, Moshe. Moshe now is giving on the 40th year the Torah over to Klal Yisrael. Oh, so it's not the same as the first Kabbalah Satayra. You're not making it up. All you're doing now is completing the second half of what should have been done the first time. So the Friday time is Moshe, it's not helping. If Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the Torah originally, would have impressed upon them that me, I am the extension, whatever that means. I'm an extension of what Hashem is. Moshe Dabev Hashem Yanenu Bakol. And I'm giving the Torah to you. So then it comes again, he's repeating the Torah. Oh, we have a new Kabbalah Satayra. But it didn't work. The Klal Yisrael didn't look at it like that. They're looking as Hashem gave Moshe the Torah. And now Moshe has this Torah, and he's giving it later on as a gift to Klal Yisrael. Oh, now it's a gift to Klal Yisrael. It's not in a new Mountain Torah, it's a continuation of the Mountain Torah. You didn't make up the original Mountain Torah, and therefore the life of Moshe Rabbeinu was taken on Zion Adar, because the Friday was not appeased with this new Mountain Torah. But this was why the Mountain Torah happened then. I don't could look it up, it's a long piece, but this is the basic idea of the Chassam Sofer. By him adding on a day, he took his life actually. That's what always happened. He did a favor. He's adding on a day, but his life was taken because he got the Friday to take his life. That's what happens. You try to do favors and this is what happens. But of course this is Ratzon Hashem. Okay, so now with all this, let's go back to my original question. Why is there no Shira? We should be singing songs when it comes to Kabbalah Satara tomorrow. Yes, we're going to say, we'll say Oz Yashir. But Oz Yashir, we'll see, maybe Oz Yashir is, and that's, we'll see a Chiddush. Maybe the Oz Yashir actually is our song for Kabbalah Satayra. But the different Terutzim over here, you'll see there's a Gimel. Being that we were forced to accept the Taira, there's no Shira. How could you sing Shira? We were forced. We said Nasa and Ishma. Okay, we saw there's many, many Terutzim to that. We are going to speak about this over Yantif, Mitzvah Hashem, maybe tonight, another Chassam Sefer. Regarding that we were forced, and the tzedukim, why the tzedukim never have shuas on day Kabbalah Satara, because the tzedukim always have shuas on a Sunday. So that we'll see is another teretz that we'll come to at a different time. Look at the second column. Some say that the Shira Lashem Ki Gai Gostos Baruch Ram Avayam, he brings on a whole teretz over here of why the women only sang that shira, why only Sos Baruch Ram Avayam. He says, Amara de Kapshat, Sos V'Roich V'Ram HaVayam is referencing the women. Why do they sing that Shira? What does Sos V'Roich V'Ram HaVayam have to do with the women? That's the only thing they're saying. Torah says, women don't learn Torah. What is the woman's chus? The woman is that they let us go learn Torah. They support us to go learn Torah. They say, go to a shir, or they take our children to school. They're a part of our, have a chus in our Torah. Why did the horses die by Kriyas Yamsa? What did they do wrong? We understand the Egyptians died with the horse. Why the horse? Teretz is that the chariots and the horses help the Egyptians. See, for the women, if the horses, when it comes to pranias, the horses died. So therefore we should say, when it comes to helping out, for sure we're going to get a schus. So very good. Why they sing that song? What do they sing? Schus v'raif v'ram v'yam, because they learn from the horse. The horses are drowning. So therefore too, comes out, and there's Meiradik, if this is true, when we're going to sing, this is what his teretz is. If we're going to sing, when we sing Oz Yashir tomorrow morning, Mirtz Hashem, you get to this pasuk, Sos V'Roich V'Ram HaVayam, we're really singing Shira on Kabbalah Satayra. We're really, because you see that this pasuk has to do with Kabbalah Satayra, that the women are really singing Shira now. What's Sos V'Roich V'Ram? Because we're going to have a S'chus in Taira. We're also going to have a S'chus in Taira. We're not just, because if not, why'd we leave Mitzrayim? The whole reason we left Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Satayra. Say to women, we don't have a Kabbalah Satayra. Teretz is, no, you do have a Kabbalah Satayra, because you're going to help the men out. If you're going to help the men out, you have a Kabbalah Satayra. So when they're singing this pasuk, it's referencing the Kabbalah Satayra. That when you support Tyra too, when you're actually learning the Tyra, so then you are going to succeed and you're going to survive. You can see how he writes this whole shtickel over here. In the next two columns over here, he says, Aval anashim l'ratzel usmayach, they don't want to sing Shira, they're not mekabel the Tyra, but they saw Sosei Parat Tavu Bayam. They said, what are the horses dying for? If you help, then that's Limud HaTorah. When the women saw this, they therefore were happy And if now they know that they're going to bring their children to yeshiva in Canaan, so this is a pari alfina from the horses. Lurman learned out that they have a chelik in Tyra. Fianal after bemis tashira shalem. That's their shira. They're singing shira that they're going. This is their kabbalah satayra. And he writes here, and then maybe that those words for us are also ashira begamzeh hayashira shal hagvarim, that we have a chelik in Tyra. So we have a shira. Chelik in Tyra means, for all of us that maybe are not in yeshiva all the day, for the bachram in yeshiva and chanami not. But what's our schus in Torah? We support Torah. Our children are sitting and learning Torah. Our children are in kailul. Our tzedakas go to yeshivas. So tomorrow morning, lefi this, what he's writing here, when you do say sus v'roich v'roma v'yom, have in mind kabbalah satayra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a partnership in Torah. I support my son in Torah. I support yeshiva in Torah. Our children go to yeshiva. We're supporting Tyra, and we're celebrating not just Kabbalah Satyra tomorrow morning, but we're celebrating a chelik in Tyra tomorrow. Where is the shir on that? On the pasuk Sus V'Roich Rama Vayam. Because the women, when they said Sus V'Roich Rama Vayam, it's referencing Kabbalah Satyra. Thank you, Hashem. Now we feel good. Why we left Mitzrayim? Because we're going to get to Tyra. So too, we as parents that support Tyra, when you say that pasuk, we're going to thank Hashem for giving us our children so we can be supporting Torah. That's the Shira. Obviously, others say that if you don't, how can you sing Shira if you didn't learn the whole year? But if we're being Mekabel Torah, we'll sing Shira. Our Shira tomorrow is Az Yashir Moshe. We left Mitzrayim. That's the Pashat Teret. When we sing Az Yashir tomorrow, that's Shira. Why does Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? For Kabbalah Satira. So the whole Shira is thanking Hashem, but it's a song for us to be able to get to the Torah.